The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by, and we've got a number of them now. Number one, U.S. Wellness Meats. That's my good friend John Wood. www.grassfedbeef.com. Go out and take a look. And if you get lucky enough to talk to John, you will not be disappointed. Their service is second to none. So go out and give U.S. Wellness Meats a look. Secondly, we got Saugerties Chiropractic Center. I was there yesterday getting work done. Mark Colligan is the chiropractor slash ART slash you name it. Obviously, I have said in past shows that they are redoing the website. So the best way to get a hold of them right now is 845-246-5020. This is for the New York area, upstate New York. Obviously, I've told you he's into the deep tissue laser. I had that done yesterday. I had the pulsed electromagnetic frequencies done. I sat there for a half an hour of that. This guy's very, very good, and he is going to become a regular on Motivation and Muscle. As soon as we get, he's got some problems with his Wi-Fi. They're down like in the Hudson Valley, and I don't know what the deal is with it, but he will be on. He's a very interesting man, and he knows what he's talking about. Number three, we got our good friend Dr. William Wong here. He's a regular now, too. In fact, Dr. Wong will be on Friday with me, so who knows what he's got planned. He's always got a good caper. He sells outstanding supplements, Dr. Wong's Essentials. That's www.docsprefer.com. Go out and take a look. And like I've said, you know, Roger's next, obviously. Any of these gentlemen that are on this show, whoever owns these companies, they're all willing to call you back, which is pretty amazing because you don't see a lot of that. Next, we've got Atomic Athletic. Roger will be on with us in a minute. Roger's been with me since the beginning of the podcast. He's the president of the company. Right now, he's running on a safety squat bar. It was a regular price of $299. It's down to $225. And Roger last week basically told you how cheap it is to ship because they figured ways to do it. I got one Saturday. It came FedEx in a big box. There's not much to do to it. You just got to reverse how you load the plates onto the bar. It takes all of about 5 minutes to do. I used the bar on Sunday, and I squatted 400 with it. And I'll tell you what, it's damn easy, especially if you had any type of back or shoulder issue. I'm going to be working on it again tomorrow because I want to get very proficient with it. It's definitely worth your time and money. It's a solid piece of equipment, and if you've had some shoulder stuff or lower back or you just want to keep yourself in good shape, it's a nice diversion if you want to do that for a while or you want to permanently do that. So think about it. Go out to www.atomicathletic.com. Obviously, if you have questions, Roger is easy to contact, and if you don't get him, he will call you back. And last but not least, I want to thank John Drake of Muscle Mass. Through Rob Regish, who's a regular every Thursday, we're doing a special with them. And at MuscleMass.com, this is his flagship product. This has been out for 25 years. It's called Adaptogen N. And right now, if you go out to their site and type in motivation, there's a special tab there for that. You'll get 21% off that product. There's free shipping. You buy three, you get one free. That's a hell of a special. So go out to MuscleMass.com. Take a look at it. You get the discount code, type in motivation. And as he said, you're going to have vastly improved health, vitality, and performance in and out of the gym. So go check that out. And Hopefully you'll buy some and you'll be that much better for it. Well, today's Tuesday, and we have Roger Lapointe, who's on every week with me, and we're going to talk about Norbert Szymanski and lifting in Detroit, because Roger told me he's got a birthday coming up, and I think it's going to be very interesting. The who of who is going to be showing up there. So, Raj, welcome to Motivation Muscle, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Why don't we get right in this? Unless you got anything to announce, or other than if we do at the end of the show, is there anything you want to plug, or before we get on, or what do you want to do here?
Well, the big plug, other than that safety squat bar deal, which I suspect will be ending in the next week or two.
Okay.
It's a supply issue. When they're sold out, this run is sold out, that deal ends. So, guys need to jump on that. But the big thing that I'm starting to plug, because my formal education is as a PR guy. I'm doing the PR for Norbert Szymanski's 91st birthday party.
Mm.
Okay. Now, today's show is basically all going to be about Norb, but let me give the details, because it's an open birthday party. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come. This isn't just for family and a couple friends, because Norb understands the concept of spreading the word about real lifting.
Mm-hmm.
He's a working class guy, but he gets these concepts that for popularizing something, and that's all key. And it's not just something fun and enjoyable and something that sort of thing that we get into. It's a good concept. And when I first met him, one of the first things I asked him at dinner was, and this was in the 90s. I said, "What do you think about this internet thing with weightlifting?"
Yeah.
Because there were just starting to be some bulletin boards out there and that kind of thing. And he said, it's overrated.
Yep.
And I said, "What do you mean? What if it turns big like cable television or something like that?" And he says, "Doesn't matter if it turns big. Guys are going to talk about weightlifting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What they've got to do is do weightlifting."
Yeah.
And if you're not actually doing something, he said, it's very simple. You pick up something heavy and then set it down.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get into all kinds of details and specialty equipment and all that sort of thing. But ultimately, and he actually said this, he said, ultimately, you could go to your backyard and pick up rocks.
Yeah.
And get super strong. You just have to do it the right way.
Yep.
But you're never going to get strong unless you pick things up and set them down. You've actually got to be doing the lifting. And it's a participatory sport.
Yeah, and it's called common sense, too. I mean, you can go out and jibber-jabber with everybody you want, but, I've met many people in my time that they're very good with the talk, but there's no action in what they're doing. You got these – it's like the armchair quarterback, the guy that will say he can spout off every – famous Olympic lifter or weightlifter or strongman, but you look at him, he looks like he never touched a weight in his life. This is a thing that I think we're struggling with more and more today too. I think that the advent of all the social media, obviously the internet, et cetera, has been a godsend in some ways, but in other ways it sets people up that aren't even in the game to be a force and basically a lecturer or, somebody that they think that really knows something. But if you pull the veil off, you're messing around with probably somebody that's not done shit with anything. So, no, he's right on spot with that. You have to get out and be a participant in this stuff before anybody's going to give you any credibility with anything.
I think of this guy that came, nice guy.
Yeah.
Came into York one day when I was working there. And yep. he was a big guy. And looked like he had been in the gym and that kind of thing. And he said, I want to put in an application to be the weightlifting coach here.
Yeah.
And I happened to be working the front desk at that moment for the guy that ran the store.
Yep.
And I said, oh, okay. We've kind of already got one, but maybe, you know, we could use an assistant. Smitty's been here a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the understatement of the century. But, the guy says, I said, so what are your lifts? And he says, well, what do you mean, what are my lifts? I said, well, your lifts, what do you total?
Yeah.
And he says, well, I don't actually lift. I said, what? I thought you said you were going to, you're applying to be the coach. Who have you coached? Do you have a exercise and physiology degree or something? And he said, oh, no, I just got my club coaching certification from USA Weightlifting. And I was like, oh, my God. I'll never forget, at the time, USA Weightlifting wouldn't grandfather people in.
Yeah.
So Smitty never got his club coach certification.
Yep.
He actually wrote the book for USA Weightlifting in like 1981.
Yep.
Two-thirds of it was his, and he supervised a lot of the photography and all that kind of thing.
Sure.
Tommy Kono. No, he's not getting his club coach. And I think Kono's such a nice guy. I think he ultimately was either given it or he may have actually taken the course.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that is so offensive.
Yeah.
You know, Szymanski, they wouldn't give it to him. Mm-hmm. It was like, really? Okay. Well, let me give the details about this birthday event that is seriously anybody can go, nor wants people to come. And we're using him and his name because he knows that his name actually has meaning.
Like, sure.
Real legitimate meaning, like as legitimate a meaning as you can get.
Yep.
And his name can bring people together.
Sure.
Like real lifters, strong guys, coaches, and if somebody's drifted out of the sport, maybe get them back into it.
Yep.
He's encouraging coaches and guys who have kids to bring the kids, even if that kid is like 30. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because there are going to be so many amazing lifters there that can inspire people and really get them into the sport and do some old fashioned, today we call it networking, but networking, where people can say, oh, Fred Lau is actually a real person that you can talk to. And, I talked to Fred a month ago about this, and he's like, oh my God, Norb's actually going to do this at 91?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. He really, you know, this is a guy who has constantly given to the sport, really understands the concept of doing that. You know, it's the old baseball player concept. You know, the baseball
sure.
players at the beginning of the game signing autographs to five-year-olds.
Yep.
It's that's the kind of thing that really works.
Sure.
So it looks like Bill St. John and Bill March are going to be driving out for it. Why?
Cool.
Because they're huge Shemansky fans.
Yep. You
know, Bill March, for the listeners who don't know who he is, Bill did probably one of the most famous presses of a non-heavyweight in
yep.
history. As a 198, he pressed double body weight.
Yep.
And he didn't do it in that, and this is the problem with the press and why they eventually got rid of it. He did it in strict style with no body movement.
Yep.
You know, Bill Starr, who recently passed away,
mm-hmm.
wrote that the bar moved up so perfectly and evenly like a freight elevator. The bar was defying gravity. And,
yep.
You know, so here's a guy who clean and pressed double body weight as a 198. It's,
yep.
You know, that's simply awesome.
Sure.
And, you know, Bill's hero was Norbert Shemansky.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a guy that he looked up to, it was Norm.
Yep.
So the date is Saturday, May 30th, 5 p.m. It's going to happen at Doc's Sports Retreat, which is in Livonia, Michigan.
Yep.
I'm going to give you the phone number right here.
Okay.
So, guys,
yep.
grab your pencil, write this down. It's 734-542-8162. You do need to RSVP.
Yep.
Because when Norb said that he'd do this, he said, I want to do this on my birthday.
Yep.
Which is May 30th. And
yep.
Bob said, well, what do you want? And he said, well, I want a big steak. He said, for the guys who are not into steak, you can give them some other kind of meat. You know,
you mean,
fish
you want
or
tofu?
Chicken.
Do you want tofu?
So there is a $50 ticket that you've got to get. But your entree choices are prime rib, grilled salmon, or chicken cordon bleu. You've got house salad, mashed potatoes, vegetable, desserts, coffee, and an open bar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Open bar.
Yeah. You know, I talked to Dr. Bob about that. I said, because I'm actually doing the commemorative poster for the event that Norb's going to be signing there. You know, full
yeah.
color thing. It's looking great. And I said, is this a mistake here, Bob? And he says, no. We want people to be relaxed and in a family environment because it's a
yep.
family of weightlifters.
Yep.
And, you know, it's my place, so I can do it. It's,
yeah.
Now, Bob has also gotten a special rate at the Embassy Suites Hotel, which is half a block away.
Yep.
Detroit Metro Airport is like 10 miles down the road if
okay.
you're flying in.
Yep.
There will be people flying in, that's for sure. So that Embassy Suites Hotel, you give them a call, mention Docs, and they'll give you that special rate. So,
nice.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Bob's really thought of all this stuff. Bob's bar is super cool. And to call it just a bar is not quite right. And I love the name Doc's Sports Retreat.
Yeah.
Because it is a grand sports bar. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got the big screen TVs all over the place. It's got a bar that runs the length of, you know, half the building. It's also got a whole section that can be closed off for big parties. And he's got sports memorabilia all over the place. He's got, you know, glass cabinets full of the stuff. It's, well, it's primarily, you know, oriented around Detroit. Because Livonia, for those of you who don't know, is a suburb of Detroit. And it's a pretty upscale area. So if you're, you know, scared about the whole Detroit thing, it's a nice area. You know, it's like any other major city. You've got nice areas and bad areas. And unfortunately for Detroit, the Detroit area, the bad places get a lot of press and media attention. But no, it's a beautiful area. You know, he's got a small lake with a fountain in it and all that sort of thing there.
Sure.
But, you know, it's dedicated primarily to Detroit sports. And the two big guys for it are Gordie Howe and Norbert Szymanski. So
there's two big names for sure.
And the guys actually know each other. I've got a poster of them together signed by both of them.
Nice.
You know, they've done events with each other over the years because they're of that same generation. And, you know, very similar stories, although different sports, you know, where Norb was at the top of his game from 1948 to 1968. You know,
that's a long run.
It is. You know, he almost qualified for the 68 Olympics, blew out his knee. And, you know, at that point, it wasn't going to happen because, you know, the knee, there's no way it was going to heal up before the Olympics.
And, he, you know, he came back from a really serious back injury, too.
Very much so.
Yeah.
You know, he missed the 56 Olympics because of, you know, back injury on the job.
Yeah.
It's so for people who don't know, the Olympic medals that Norb had, silver in 48, gold in 52, missed 56 for back surgery, of all things, for weightlifting.
Right.
Came back in 60 for a bronze. Came back in 64 for another bronze. So,
unbelievable.
It really is an unbelievable story. And it's not just the Olympic medals. You know, 26 world records, 32 national records.
Unreal. Yeah.
And world championship medals as well. So, you know, the most famous one being from Vienna, where, he, you know, he destroyed the Russians. It is, you know, pretty incredible. And Norb was not one of these flabby fat guys. He worked into the heavyweight class. Right here, I've got Leo Gaudreau's Anvils, Horseshoes, and Cannons, okay, Volume 1, The History of Strongmen. And here's what they had to say. An action photo of Szymanski had been taken by Oscar State during the 1954 World Championships in Vienna when the strongman had succeeded with a total of 1,074 pounds. Norb was in the split with 424 at the shoulders which had just been clean. Mm-hmm. Besides being powerful, he was also a master of lifting technique. Muscle Builder reported, at 5'10", he was a mass of well-shaped, well-defined muscle. There was not an ounce of superfluous flesh. Note how everything worn by the lifter is neat and orderly from feet to shoulders.
Yeah.
And that, even as Norb moved in well within the super heavy class, one of the photos I've got here is, I believe, from the 62 Nationals.
Yep.
And he's getting ready to press some massive amount of weight. And it, you know, I don't know about you, Eric, but as much as I like bumper plates,
yeah,
to see a guy getting ready to press a barbell with just black painted cast iron on there, where it's 45 pound plates lined up.
Yep.
There's nothing that comes close. It just looks really, really cool. And it, you know, it's an old black and white snapshot that I believe they used in a Strength and Health magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And Norb's got a black t-shirt with a black singlet on, and you just see the biggest legs ever.
Oh yeah.
And some people would say, well, you know, he's got kind of a belly there. Except that his legs, you know, each one of his quads looks like it's 3/4 the size of his waist.
Oh yeah.
It's just unbelievable. So it genuinely is muscle all there. It's like something out of Greek mythology, where you're talking about, how does somebody get like this? Well, they get like that from a lifetime of lifting.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, look at, he's had injuries, he worked through them. This is the standard we have here. It's like, I'm dealing with some of that now. You get things that happen to you, you got to learn to work around them. If it takes a little longer to get to your destination, so be it. And when you train heavy like that year after year after year, if you can't tell by the outer physique of somebody that they're weightlifting, your eyes aren't working right. Because with especially Olympic lifts, any of this stuff, I mean, it doesn't.
And powerlifting too.
Absolutely. You know? Look at anything you're doing. You could, like when Norb said, well, you can go out in your backyard and pick up rocks. I got news for you. I got a backyard full of them. You're welcome to come over and do it. Because I'll tell you right now, if you learn how to do things right, you can make a living just off lifting rocks. Because I know that I've done many different things. Now, when I talked to Bill Crawford, you know, Bill's taking to go to Iceland. They've pretty much concentrated, other than a few weight movements, their whole diet is stones, and he told me flat out that it had the most pronounced effect on his body ever out of anything he's done. He was an Olympic lifter. He still does. You know, he's lifted for power, everything, okay? But he said his body went through a metamorphosis the heavier he started concentrating on stones. So when, you know, you're talking about people are looking at Norb and saying they can't believe how big his legs are, well, I can, because I know – when you go out and do that stuff for year after year, no matter what happens, and you stay on that road like that with these goals, your body is going to change to whatever you want it to change to. And obviously it's what you're putting in your mouth too, but there's nothing like weight training. I still don't think there's enough emphasis put on lifting weights, lifting stones, whatever you want to get into. All right. There's more emphasis. And you need all of it. You know, it's like, well, aren't you eating right? Aren't you sleeping right? Aren't you? Well, that's all well and good. But the bottom line is you have to go out and create that body that wants to eat more, that wants to get bigger. The other stuff will help you to get to that, but there's nothing like training. Training is going to get you to whatever goal you want to get into and succeed with.
Well, yeah, and like I said earlier,
yeah,
Norb wants to push is the lifting. Because everything else is just details. If you get all the details right, but you don't put in the main ingredient, you don't have a pot roast.
No.
Just doesn't happen. Then you've got like vegetable soup or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to read a section out of Norb's biography, which is from the foreword, which was written by Al Order.
Okay.
To give you an idea who Norb is, Al Order wrote the foreword. Four-time gold medalist in discus, I believe. Discus. 56, 60, 64, and 68. So, he says, I'm certain all of the lifting places around the world in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s shared similar characteristics. These were not health spas, fitness centers, or even gyms, but rather dungeons where humans worked at one thing, creating greater strength. These dungeons were dimly lit with an abundance of steel bars and cast iron plates and not much else. There were few, if any, mirrors, no air conditioning, no showers, clean or not, and no people wearing spandex. Right. No one cared if you sweated on the bars, and there were no personal trainers exhorting their clients to do one more rep or to add one more pound.
Yeah.
There were no pin select machines. If you wanted to add weight, you had to lift the damn bar to slide on another 45 pounds.
Yep.
If there was a lifting platform, it normally consisted of a couple of one-inch slabs of plywood. All the same, these primitive facilities were like a slice of heaven to strength athletes like Norb and me. And it, you know, to me, that is just pure poetry. And
it
says exactly the kind of places where I like to be lifting. You know, I'm always impressed with the businessman who does well with a gym. Good for him. I'm even more impressed with the businessman who does well with a gym. And then he's got another room somewhere. And the first time I saw that, I said, wait a minute, you've got another room? Yeah, I'm a power lifter. And I can't for the life of me remember who that guy was. But I know I was on the road selling weights for one of the companies that I sold before I opened Atomic Athletic. And I said, why don't you show it to me? He says, oh, I'm going to show it to you. You're a lifter. I'm like, yeah. So we go in this room. The guy's got a pair of hydraulic squat stands, a platform, and a bench. And he says, I let the animals loose in here. And I was, wow, you know, I'm going to remember that forever. Because that's really what it's all about. And that's, you know, what I imagine – Yako's gym was like where Norb was training in Detroit. That's what I imagine the Astro Club was like. I've got this great photo of Norb that was used in Strength and Health magazine and Muscular Development at different points. And the beauty of it, is what you see as the actual photo relative to what was in the magazines. Because the Astro Club, like many of these real gyms, is where guys lifted. And they did not care about what it looked like to, you know, the politically correct, the sensitive people. Women probably never set foot in there. It was the old school where watching a Dean Martin roast was funny.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Where, it, you know, it was really a different time. And if somebody was offended by something, if you're offended, leave. And
well, Roger, you know what it is? Seriously. Those type of gyms, I believe, could still be brought back. And there are, I'm sure, pockets all over America where they are. And for people that get offended, you know, I think that you'd be very surprised that these people that take offense to no matter what it is, you know, we see what they're trying to do to every sport now, and they've done it in a lot of ways where they feminized it, and they don't want this one getting a concussion, and it's all this horse shit, all right? And no one's saying that, you know, put brass knuckles on and just beat the shit out of each other. Don't wear a helmet when you play football. No one's saying that. And that's the way people interpret everything now because of the way it's sold, all right? But I'm going to tell you something. Guy or gal, I'm betting in an environment like that where it's very barbaric, very sterile in some ways, where, you know, we don't have machines, we have platforms, we have maybe a few real solid benches, we have hydraulic apparatus where you can press off it, et cetera, et cetera. But we don't mince words here, and we don't screw around. I would almost bet you if you had 10 PCers in there, both sexes, I'd almost bet you that we still keep 80% of them, because the two that leave would want to find exception with us anyway. So it wouldn't matter if they started liking what they were doing. They'd just be like little ass turds that would just want to go out and go and tell people that these guys are a bunch of assholes. You know, these aren't men anymore. Men aren't, you know, barbaric. Men don't lift on a dirt floor. Men, you know, don't use four-letter words. Men don't have wrists that could twist a top off of I don't know what. You know, I mean, this is their expectations. This is their problem with themselves. So I totally believe that in America, I still think we could make a gym like that go, and I think I don't want it to get big. But I do believe with the right personality there and the respect that would be mutual, I think the gyms of the past, like Norb was in and a lot of the other great athletes we've had, I think it could flourish. I think America right now is hungry for a leader, for a man. I don't care, it can be a woman, but you better be able to hold your shit no matter what and be able to lead, because we don't see a lot of leaders now. And the ones that supposedly are, usually they cave in no matter what it is. Stand your damn ground. You know, leadership to me is not only being a leader, but it's loyalty. And I think there's a lot more loyalty back then, whether they hated each other or not when they competed with one another. At the end of the day, the majority of them shook hands and they could look each other in the eye. So I think, you know, I think, well, leadership and loyalty are big, big.
Let me tell you something in that same vein. Okay,
yeah.
And you know how you've been trying to get John McCain on the show, the lifter, not the senator.
Yep.
Although, you know, having the senator on wouldn't be bad either, honestly. Yep. But one of the guys that we are making efforts to try and get is Norb would really like to have Vlasov.
Yep.
At his birthday party.
Yep.
He'd just like to hang out with his old competitor.
Yep.
Vlasov, for those of you who don't know, was the big Russian that beat Norb in 1960. And it was Vlasov was a larger-than-life character, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he actually was at the head of their Olympic team, not just the weightlifting team, but the Russian Olympic group as they walked into the stadium, and he carried the flag at the front of their profile.
Yeah.
And he did it one-handed. Yeah. Straight out. Yeah. And that's the way the Russians looked at their weightlifting team, is they had their super heavy carry the flag into the stadium. And yep. Vlasov actually ended up in politics and ran for their equivalent of president in 96. Mm-hmm. He's still alive today. And we've got a couple different routes that we're trying to get in touch with him with. But, you know, he's not a young guy either. So
right.
It's one of those things where Norb said, you know, if it were to be at all possible, and who knows who's listening to this podcast.
Exactly.
It's the kind of thing where, you know, maybe it gets to Vlasov somehow from one of your listeners over yep. in Russia or Finland or something like that, where they say, oh, yeah, I know Vlasov. Mm-hmm. Norb actually wants to do this? Great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really great. So, you know, it's something that he would like.
Yep.
And yeah, they were competitors against each other.
Yep.
And it was the Cold War.
Yeah.
But they communicated with each other over the years.
Yep.
And it, you know, somewhat stayed in touch. And
yep.
that's a neat thing about real competition like that. They can be decent guys.
Yep.
Now, for some of you who don't know that much about Norb,
yep.
Norb was a splitter, meaning he did a split snatch and a split clean. So when he broke his last world record in 1962 mm-hmm. in the snatch, the 362-pound snatch, he was 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was talking to one of my customers a couple days ago. I think it was on Friday afternoon. And I periodically will do a little bit of a survey of
yep.
some of the readers of my Atomic Athletic Bombproof Bulletin. And the guy said, I really, really like your articles and actually read every one of them that come out in your bulletin. I know you're still lifting. Can you do some stuff about masters lifters? Do you know anything about masters age lifting? And I was, yes, I do. There was a great cover. I think it was Iron Master newsletter or magazine back in the 90s, calling about Shemansky
mm-hmm.
as the master, the original master lifter, because here he is at 38, breaking
yep.
world records.
Yep.
Not just competing, but breaking world records and improving his lifts. And
mm-hmm.
he steadily kept improving right until he blew out that knee in 68.
Yep.
So, it you know, that's quite a run. It really is. You know, that's an amazing thing, too. For fans of strongman, Norbert Shemansky lifted on, it was October 17th, 1954, in Caillot's gym in Lille, France.
Mm-hmm.
He lifted the actual apple on wheels.
There you go, man.
And he didn't just do it barely. He ripped them off the ground and then jerked them three times.
That's unreal.
Yeah. It's, you know, here's a guy who was 5'10 and 223 pounds when he did it.
Yep.
So, it, you know, my hat's off to the guys who have lifted replica Apollon bars, and some of them have exceeded the weight of the actual Apollon bar today. I don't know of any modern people who have come close to doing something like that at that body weight.
Yeah, let alone jerk it three times, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Let's put it into context, too. I mean, bad knee injury, bad back injury, too. Most people would not even take a chance on moving stuff like that anymore, because a lot of people never get over the mental effect of injuries like that. And, you know, if you're always going to play safe, you're never going to go for things like that. So, I mean, it's that much more bigger, you know, larger, because, you know, he had sustained stuff, and, you know, and he was still, look at, he was competitive into the 60s, man. Most people aren't around like that.
No, and here's a guy who was doing this before the drug age.
Yeah.
Never took the drugs. And, you know, if he was doing serious drug usage, my guess is we wouldn't be getting ready to celebrate his 91st birthday.
Nope.
You know, the which is another funny thing. I think they. I've got a article that I'm doing on coffee for the weightlifter.
Yep.
And when I brought up the drug issue to Norb, he said he said two different things. He said, honestly, today I may have, under current rules, I may have actually failed a drug test. And I was like, what? You took drugs? He says, well, I'm a serious coffee drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really?
Well, there's been articles lately, too, about coffee and how it raises testosterone in males, and it definitely knocks down any type of estrogen. So that's something that's all coming out now, too.
Well, we did not know this back in the mid-90s, but...
Yeah.
What he was referring to is in modern Olympic drug tests, there are caffeine levels that they check. And honestly, I don't think Norb could possibly have consumed enough coffee to have caffeine levels of talking about.
No, exactly.
Norb's a funny guy. He has one of the best senses of humor you can possibly imagine. He's gotten a bad rap over the years for being rough around the edges, or some people have even called him a jerk because he's been mean to them or something. He's not being mean. He's a construction worker in Detroit.
Yeah.
It's not all that different from a guy saying, yeah, I'm a dock worker in the Bronx or Brooklyn or something like that. Some people's sensitivities are a little elevated compared to other people.
Some people come up harder, man. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is.
Is a guy that doesn't take any shit either.
Right, and that's the way people should be. I mean, it's you know, you can still be kind to somebody, but I'm always a believer people should kind of know how far of a line you can cross, because, you know, I have a tendency to be very nice to people, and I think people take that as weakness sometimes. And, then if you kind of give them the iron jaws snapback, then you're the bad guy. And so I don't really concern myself with things like that anymore. It's like, you know, I told you before the show started, you know, you want to hop on the train here? We want you. But if you don't want to add anything to what we're doing, hop back off. You know, go back to wherever you were before.
Absolutely. You know,
Life to me now more than ever is you live it, and you live it as hard as you can.
And stop looking for people to blame. Stop looking for all these outside influences to make you feel happy inside. It's not going to work. It's a temporary thing. It's like a Band-Aid on a cut, all right? Eventually, you have to take the Band-Aid off, let the air get at the cut, and guess what? You're all healed up. And a guy like Norb, or any of these people we talk about on the show, you know, we admire. I mean, like Carmen Caputo there.
What a great guy.
Years old. He's deadlifting 400 plus pounds, 455 pounds. He out deadlifts his son. You know, Dr. Wong on here. Dr. Wong's no spring chicken. The guy is unreal, man. It's the list. Look at, and Bill Hinburn. I mean, there's a guy in his 70s, all right? You know, you've talked to Bill for many years, longer than I have. They have this youthfulness in them. Listen to when you hear the podcast of Bill. All these gentlemen that are older that I love to have on, and I'm going to get as many more as I can. So any of you out there that listen to this podcast show, you know, I'll tell you how to contact me, or if you know somebody, have them contact me, and I'll get to you. You can ask Roger. I'll go after anybody that I feel is someone that I'd love to talk to and the audience would, because too many of you guys are disappearing, and we don't have you. You know, we might have books or whatever, but it's a hell of a lot different when you got the spoken word. But why I admire these people is no matter what was going on with their life outside, we don't know. But they had a certain thing they wanted to do, and they did it. And more people need to take a page from that, because stop wasting your money on going and listening to people that aren't going to help you out. There's some good people out there. You got to choose the ones you want to listen to. And I'm talking going to seminars, podcasts, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's you. It is you and only you. And everybody in God's green earth can lend you a hand, lend you a friend, lend you money, do this, do that. But if you're not going to take ownership of your own life, you're just going to be destined for, oh, I feel good this month, next month it sucks. All right, so I can tell you from experience, I'm sure Roger can too. I mean, we all have days. I have many days like that, but I always realize too, it's like, you know what? I can change that by snapping my fingers and keep telling myself I feel great. Next thing you know, I'm not even thinking about what happened 15 minutes ago. So I'm giving you some free information here where if you go out and start using this in your life, I would bet you anything I've got that you're going to feel a hell of a lot better. And this is why these guys live into their 90s. This is why my grandmother lived to 108. You know, she used to always tell my mother told me, it was like, if you're invited to something, go. Always be doing something. Don't, you know, and they're very, you know, they had faith in many, many things, man, and their faith held them to a point in their life where no matter what they were faced with, and I know some of the stuff they were faced with, a lot of people would have just broke. Their faith was so important to them. So don't look for all the externals. You know, internally you're going to have to reason and resolve whatever it is that's been going on. But don't make that a friggin' major part of your life, man. I mean, we're a lot stronger than we're portrayed. And it's like, don't look for all the shit in the world, man. We see everything that's going on now. Why don't you, like I always say at the end of the show, go out and help somebody, man. You know, somebody seeks you out in a gym, help them. Somebody seeks you out in the concrete jungle, talk to them. Well, I mean, it's not going to take a hell of a lot of time out of your day, you know, and maybe we set the pace for this whole revolution we're trying to create here on motivation and muscle. And guess what? You know, maybe those gyms of the past Roger talked about, you know, dirt floor, we got two platforms, we've got maybe a set of squat stands, but man, we got iron everywhere and we got bars everywhere and we do big bent rows and deadlifts and squats, man. And, you know, maybe we put together a set of farmers, whatever it is, man, all those good, hard, heavy, strong movements that not only influence the body and make it bigger, but man, they go after your mind. And once you can create that strength in your head, you're unbeatable, man. You might get your ass kicked every now and then, but you know what? You're never going to take it on the chin and say, I can't do it. You're going to go back and go after it, because what's happened is you've created the second nature within you. And when you explore that second nature, that's the one that's like the Hulk, King Kong, anything like that, man, it's like it's this undying will to do whatever you have to do. And you get around people with that, it's contagious, man. Go around somebody that's a winner. They don't necessarily have to be a weightlifter either, but go around somebody that's done something in their life. Hang around with people like that, the Norbs of the world, the Bill Marches of the world, you know? It could be any leader in your society, you know, maybe somebody you admire. Go out and find out everything you can about these people. There's nothing wrong with stealing a page from them, but, you know, emulate them and come up with your own version of you. So that's my win that for my ending, Raj. Whatever you got, if you got a lot more to add, we're running on time now. Obviously, we got a whole month, and we can talk about Norb as much as you want. But whatever you got, lay it out.
Well, the one thing that I want to say, and I was talking with Bill St. John about this, and Bill was known as a bodybuilder.
Yep.
But in my opinion, he was the last bodybuilder who was a lifter.
Yeah.
The bodybuilding was a byproduct. And we both agreed on this, and I read a similar thing in Norb's book here. I was looking for the quote because it was really fantastic. Maybe I'll be able to find it for next week. But essentially, the most exciting thing in the world for me is when I get on a platform, whether it's at a meet or in my warehouse gym by myself.
Yep.
It doesn't matter, because ultimately it's me and the barbell right there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing else out there that comes close to that excitement.
No,
where,
not at all.
And whether it's snatch or a clean and jerk or one of these oddball lifts or whatever, me standing there at that bar, and I take a second, and I know I'm looking off into whatever, you know, that maybe I've got that 1,000-yard stare or whatever that people talk about. I don't know. But I take a couple seconds, think about it, and that adrenaline just comes to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then all thought disappears. Nothing else happens. I've had, there was one meet I didn't even know that my ex-wife was, and we were still married at the time.
Right.
But my ex-wife was one of the loaders for the bar.
Yeah.
I got off the platform and stretched, and, you know, it was a really good lift and so on and so forth. And I said, wow, did you see that lift? And she said, well, I was one of your loaders. I didn't even know. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it was me in that world with that piece of steel and iron.
Yeah.
And the whole world disappeared into that, and that was it.
Yeah. And that's how it works. When you're a champion and you know how to think properly, you could be within 500 people around you and they won't even matter. It's a whole different way to live, to how you approach things. And I don't think there's a sport out there that lends to what we talk about here. And another thing I talked about with people, various people, and you and I have talked about it. If you play your cards right, how many sports can you lift right into your 90s if you're alive and still able to do things? There's none other than weightlifting, period. The barbell, as much as I love stones, the barbell is still the best piece of equipment ever developed. I don't care what comes out. Nothing matches a barbell. You can do anything you want with a barbell, anything. So I'll leave it at that. Raj, anything else you got?
Well, that's it for now, but
okay.
For anybody who did not get the information about Szymanski's birthday celebration, I'm going to give some quick details here, and then I'll give the details about myself and Atomic Athletic and all that sort of thing. So,
Roger, are you going to put that on your site or anything?
Yes,
too?
Yeah, okay. That will definitely be in the blog section on the site. And all those details there, I'm going to give the details to Eric when we get off of, you know, a written version. So Eric can put it on
I can post it.
Your site, and people can call here. But I'm going to give a phone number here also for the RSVP phone number. So because the bigger the better, man. And like I said, we're doing a commemorative poster that Norb is signing. You know, really, really cool. In Bob's bar, as I call it, which is actually Doc's Sports Retreat. That's the official name. It's in Livonia, Michigan. The event is Saturday, May 30th at 5 p.m.
Yep.
And the RSVP phone number is 734-542-8162. And we are asking that people RSVP by May 23rd. Like I said, there is a special on the hotel rate if you're coming from out of town, and I know some people are coming from a pretty big distance. It's the Embassy Suites Hotel. Their number is 734-462-6000. Just mention Docs, and you'll get the special rate.
Okay.
So that is it, and my name is Roger LaPointe. The company is Atomic Athletic, and you can see us at atomicathletic.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, you've got, you know, the About Us and all that kind of thing, but also you've got blog. And you can read the blog postings that I do, some of which are the same as the Atomic Athletic Bombproof Bulletin email newsletter, and many are different. And it's just interesting things that I put up there. I know most recently I did a short thing about the Discobolus, which is that Greek statue of the discus thrower that's very famous. Anyway, you can sign up for the Atomic Athletic Bombproof Bulletin, which is a free email newsletter, on the lower left-hand side of the Atomic Athletic front page. So there you go.
Okay. And I think we've worked it out. There's a chance we're going to do a podcast from that, from Norb's birthday party. Roger and I will go over some more stuff, but if we can pull it off, we're going to do that. So that'll be real interesting. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by U.S. Wellness Meats, Saugerties Chiropractic Center, Dr. William Wong's Essentials, Atomic Athletic. We're also sponsored by Mass Nutrition. For any of you that aren't familiar, I will give their website URL out. That's www.musclemass.com. Don't forget, that's 21% off adaptogen and when you put in the word in the discount code motivation. And I hope I didn't miss anybody, but we are www.fiorellabarbellco.com. We are also www.motivationandmuscle.com. Really don't need the W's anymore to get on any of these sites the way they've changed. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Go out and write us a review. I'd greatly appreciate it. You can write whatever you want. Tell us what you think of me, the show, any of the guests. I'd greatly appreciate that. Let's see. We're on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell. We're also Motivation Muscle. We're on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And you can get a hold of me if you like Roger and I to do a specific show. We are at, let's see, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP, that's NYCAP.RR.com. And like I said, leadership, you know, loyalty, be that. Don't be like everybody else, man. Lead the pack. As my dad always said, be a leader, not a follower. Those words ring in my ears like you wouldn't believe. I'm telling now my nieces and nephews that. I never thought I'd even think of something like that. My father had a lot of impact on me. Unfortunately, he's gone, and I haven't had it. I wish I could say that to him face to face. But when I go visit him, I tell him every time I go. And also,
I said it during the show. I say it all the time. You know, obviously go out and lift something big. Go out and just hammer something, you know, big squat, a big pull. Lift some rocks, man. Flip some tires. You know, go out and do a clean and jerk in honor of Norb. Whatever it is you want to do, but go out and do something. Test yourself. And remember this. Somebody seeks you out in a gym or they seek you out in the concrete jungle, give them a little time. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot of people that are wandering. They're lost. You know, go out there and help them out. Just do something good. It might only take a minute of your life, but you might touch somebody forever. That's what a leader is. That's what a weightlifter is, man. You know, be something to the sport. Don't be some banana head that walks around like he's got a stick up his ass. All right? Be a true warrior. So, Raj, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to do it.
You're welcome.
Always enjoy.
Thank you. I enjoy having you on. So, for Roger LaPointe, this is Eric Fiorello. We will talk to you, obviously, next Tuesday. But like I said, go out and do something. I'm going to put this podcast up either today or first thing in the morning so we can start getting some publicity for Roger and Norb and everybody that's involved with this. So have a great week, and we will talk to you multiple times this week. Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.